Hello, Alaska. This is Pat Race.
And this is Matt Buxton.
And this is a podcast about Alaska. Okay, we are racing to get to our 100th episode, which with a bunch of little mini episodes. And today's topic is the giant cabbage, specifically the bill in the legislature that would name the giant cabbage the Alaska state vegetable. And so right now we don't have a state vegetable. It's not replacing something. But what it would do is that this would honor the cabbage as Alaska's official state vegetable. This is introduced by Representative Delana Johnson in Palmer. And she brought it in honor of a constituent who's involved in the Matanuska Colony Project. And, you know, they're really proud of the big giant cabbages, right? And this sort of jumped out to me because the giant cabbage is a, you know, it's a bloated colonizer. And I just don't know that if that's the appropriate choice for the Alaska state vegetable. So I wanted to dig into this a little bit. I watched the introduction of this bill. It was pretty quick and jovial. And, you know, what did I learn? The first cabbage way off goes back to 1935 or 36. Alaska has the largest cabbages in the world, although there's some other countries that are, we got to keep an eye on. They're catching up. Their cabbage tech is getting there. but the thing that jumped out to me is that the sponsor of the bill said during this meeting, it's really a marketing piece talking about our agriculture, right? And so, like, is cabbage a commercial export? It's not, right?
I mean, there's like, I know people who make canned sauerkraut.
I don't think we're farming giant cabbages and creating like millions of jobs for Alaskans. Well,
and I do like that if you look at like Alaska's job numbers and where the job growth is projected,
yeah,
outside of like kind of the obvious ones like healthcare,
mm-hmm,
the biggest industry grower of, and I think expected to continue to be the biggest kind of grower of jobs is marijuana. And that's an agricultural product. You know, it's the our farm labor has gone a ton up because all these sort of jobs are considered farm jobs. So,
are you proposing marijuana as the state vegetable?
Well, I'm not, but I should point us to Houston, which last year Houston, Alaska, and I think the preliminary results on this story is at least it was 190 to 31 to create the Houston Thunder Festival, which is a festival making a nod to this sort of legendary, sort of mythical strain of Alaska marijuana called Matanuska Thunderfuck. And so they took the word out of it. But so anyways, there are places in this state that are paying homage to Alaska's marijuana industry.
Okay, but still a non-indigenous plant, right? And yes, not that I'm saying that cabbage is like an invasive species. There's a big difference between an invasive plant and a cultivated import. It's not like cabbage are choking out the blueberry bushes or anything like that. Like rampant giant cabbages growing up the hillsides. But there are, I think, indigenous vegetables that should be considered here. So we've got goose tongue, beach asparagus. Those are both like these really good beach greens. You can find them at low tide and they're kind of salty and delicious. You can eat them right off the ground there. Kelp, which is technically a marine algae, but I think is also considered sort of a sea vegetable. That came up in the hearing and the response was, that's a seaweed, come on. So I don't, yeah. Although they did concede it could certainly act as a vegetable at times. So I don't know, maybe not but it's a good one. And then the fiddlehead fern, I think, is a, mm-hmm, is another option we have. So, you know, for me, for my taste, I think I'm into like goose tongue, beech asparagus, kelp, or fiddlehead fern as a state vegetable.
I'm curious. So you are obviously not then of the crowd that is the harumph, we shouldn't be doing, why are we wasting time on these sort of things?
No, I think we should absolutely have this kind of bill. These bills, yeah. Fun, I love fun bills. I love bills that honor things and, you know, state birds, and it's all about our culture and our people and who we are. And I don't even have anything negative to say about giant cabbages. I love I love myself a giant cabbage, but I think if we're going to honor a state vegetable, I think it should be a vegetable that has a long history in Alaska. So that's my my pitch. And mini episode done. Is that it?
I think that's good.
All right. Goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye.